You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charcela.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girls, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we back again with another Fresh in Our episode for you. Everybody on YouTube, hey, y'all, go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hello. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you can join our family. Because soon as y'all subscribe, that lets us know that you're a part of our family for real. And that y'all for real rock with us. Y'all don't just come and just look at some of our videos, okay? Also, there is a bell. Go ahead and hit that notification bell so you can be notified every time that we drop a video. It is also an arrow that is right under this video on YouTube. And the arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because y'all family now, I got to tell them how I would tell my family.
Go ahead.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Shares everybody your timeline, your contact list, your sneaky link list, all of them fucking lists, okay? It's also a description box. And in that description box, it has some links. And y'all know we love the links. Because our links go in our stomachs and our mouths, okay? So go ahead and click on the first link that actually takes you over to a podcast platform. Or just go ahead and go to iTunes, Spotify, or any of the 100 other podcast platforms. Because we on all of them. Yeah.
That's
we on
right.
all of yours. Yeah, that's us. Ooh. You know, also, please go ahead and follow us on our social media, okay? Now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. Hey, you, hey. Why do I be like, listen, I be hitting my dudes with hey, you.
You hit him with that?
With my dude, with hey, you.
Girl.
Hey, you.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
Why you ahead? Because you just you know, be dude talking. Be looking. You just be talking.
You know, he
girl, shh.
Now I'm scared to say anything.
Are you going
to
put this clip
you
on
You know there? I ain't putting this clip on there. Woo! I gotta watch what I put on there. I'm about to get caught. Listen, go ahead and make sure that you hit that subscribe button as well. See, Silly Squad, I be telling y'all my business, and y'all, I be fucking up. Because my friend, he be mad at me. Yeah.
He be mad at you. She just be lying.
I'm gonna be lying. I'm lying. I ain't got a damn friend. I'm gonna lie. I'm singing like mud. But anyways, now that I have all of that out of the way, now y'all know it's my favorite time because I get to introduce the woman who taught me all the things I know. Y'all be talking about that. You know what I'm saying? She called me PG for pimp juice. But I give her pimp PJ. Juice. You know what I'm saying?
Her name PJ. To my PG.
I showed it say PG.
You on one of those.
I am.
PJ.
PJ from Pimp Juice.
PGZ.
So.
Like the JGZ.
Yeah.
Cause Pimp Juice.
Yeah.
Y'all heard. Every time if y'all roll back all the videos, who always talking about these niggas? Who always talk about a story to see about something going on? PJ.
I be lying.
You do? You're a great storyteller.
I be lying.
Like on Abbott Elementary when they be looking at the camera like, yeah.
Yeah, I be lying. Ain't got nobody. I learned all of it from her. How you doing, teacher?
I'm tired.
Huh?
Tired in the head.
You tired?
I tired.
Uh-huh.
I'm always sleepy, though.
So you ain't gonna tell them how you taught me how to pimp
girl? Girl, you a lie. She lying. Listen, I wish I had that game. I don't got no game. Like, I'm just so rusty. Like, it's ridiculous how rusty I am when it comes to this pimping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got it. I don't have it in me.
I ain't got it?
Listen. We sitting here talking just that we shooting the shit and a message come on the phone. You know, anytime somebody get a message, your eyes dart to the phone. I really don't be trying to see what's in the phone because I do believe in people's privacy. And if it was my dude, then that's something totally different. But her alerts, them social media DMs be bumping. And then if it ain't her social media, it's her text. And all I see is, think about you. I saw that one time. I said, boy, that's a bad. Lisa, how you doing today? She said, what you doing? She said, thinking about you. I said, party. Working, PJ. Working. And I pretty sure they be like, yeah, word up. Damn, you can't even use this. My bad, PJ. This is trying to hit me with it the next day. What you doing, fool? Thinking about you. Hey. You know, you got confused on who you texting, bro. It's me. I got a FaceTime of Abby. What's going on? What's going on? You on a roll? Your rotation going?
Oh, shit.
I caught up in it. She got this game down. This PJ, if you ever need a line to shoot to a motherfucker, hey, trust me. Don't just inbox her for K quarters. Inbox her for a pimp game. How to pimp a nigga in 2 days. That's her. Sorry, my bracelet, y'all, but yeah, shit. I said, oh, she cold weed. I be like, damn. Then they send back the emotion fire or some shit. I made that. I'm lying. I don't know what they send back. But I can only imagine. They probably say, what you thinking about? She's like, shit. You know, she'll come up with some quick shit. Or she'll shoot me with some and I have to, you know what I'm saying? I got look. I pull some out the archive for her sometimes. But pimp say, if you're watching this, I'm lying. She don't do that type of shit.
She lying.
This is all for kicks and giggles.
This entertainment. I don't got no niggas.
Yeah, they say blink.
Ain't got none.
You know they say blink if you're not okay.
Look, boo, if you watching this, I mean, I ain't got no boo. Whoever watching this, I'm single.
Then she got the nerve to get shy. She be talking all in high shit on the air. All the shit on the YouTube, Miss Game Show, do it like it's my B-Day, bitch. Type.
What the fuck?
I don't even know. I don't know where that came from. But I can't say what I want to say because she can't use it as a clip. And I want her to use that report as a clip. So I'm not going to say nothing. But yeah.
Bitch, I'm crying.
We don't want to get your friend caught up. This is the go-to move. Do it, fool.
I don't even know how to fuck.
you gotta point to him and leave your head. PJ, man. Shout out to you, friend, whoever you are. Thinking about you. And she spells it all the way out. You know how they be that TBU now. Thinking about
you. Thinking about you. Cause you the only one in my mind.
You know what SWV say. You just shoot him a song. You're always on my mind.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, how have you been?
Woo, Lord.
How you been, PJ?
She lying. I'm up here laughing so hard. Cause she lying. I don't be doing none of this shit. I told you. I ain't doing none of that shit.
But she really do be thinking about you.
Right. Yeah, if I say shit, I am.
If she said it, then she mean it. And it, what, motherfucker?
And what, motherfucker?
T.I. boy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But, do it like a jumpy thing.
But niggas do that to us all the time.
I think they just copy and paste, like, pew.
Yeah, so, you know, I shoot them back with the same game.
When motherfuckers say, what
they ain't my niggas.
When they be like, what you doing sex? Y'all be like, I feel like you tell that to everybody.
Do that face again? What the fuck? Yeah, I'm clipping that.
I want to pull my hair out. Like,
yeah, but, yeah, I hit them with the. Yeah.
Hit him with the heat.
Hit him with the heat.
Yeah.
Until, you know what I'm saying, again, if I know you on some serious shit, then if not, you in that rotation.
Thinking about you.
Hey, you know.
All day. Boy, you gonna live a long time. I was just thinking about you.
Boy, you was just running through my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to slow down.
Because them legs been what? Because you been running through my mind all day?
Yeah.
I'm just so tired. What you so tired for? Because I've been thinking about it. Like, I'm exhausted from all this thought of you.
Because my thing is, like, wife me up if you don't want me talking to nobody else. Ain't no ring on this finger. You know? So, until I get wifed up.
She think about all y'all.
I'm thinking about all y'all.
You gonna put that on there, too?
Hell no, I ain't. Like, I said that pimp shit on her. Shit, I bet not. I play with y'all all day, but no, I can't.
Quit saying shit, because this will be the video he
wants. Right!
She'll be all podcast laughing. Sorry to our people in the speakers. Woo, woo, woo. In the speakers. We so sorry. Y'all just gotta listen to it's like the whisper same song with the Yin Yang Twins, except this with giggles.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. But no, seriously, how you
been? I don't think I'm gonna be putting no fun clips from.
How you been, though, Pimpchus?
I've been over here, chilling. I'm chilling. You know, no hoes. Whatever. However she do it.
I don't even know how I do it. It just came out of nowhere.
Ain't that one. Yeah. Chilling, relaxing, chilling like a villain.
That's how you been doing.
Yeah.
Think about these
niggas. Think about all these niggas.
But I'm happy to hear that you're doing good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just be sleeping. Not really sleeping.
Uh-huh.
It's all it is.
It's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend be trying to get me to come to work out. And I be feeling so bad because my dumb ass had said, I was like, yeah, I said, after that fiber come out, I'm going to be doing them sit-ups, right?
You ain't did not a one, hey.
I have, but I had stopped. I'm just ashamed of myself. I said, just ashamed because I was telling people, I said, yeah, I said, it's summertime. It be crop top season, motherfucker.
It still could be crop top season.
And I'm like, oh, this stomach ain't down like I wanted to. But listen, I was on my sit-ups strong. I was doing them every day. I was doing at least 100.
Oh, where are you now?
Yeah, no bullshit. And then it just kind of, I got kind of back comfortable. And then it was like, shit, you know, I'm like.
It be like that sometimes, dog. Sometimes, you know, your intention be good. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't stand notifications. And it's just a whole bunch of shit on this phone. Why my finger doing like this? I ain't doing this. It's doing this.
So do you masturbate like this or you masturbate
like that? I can't remember the last time I done masturbated. I don't know if I know how no more. Tell you, dog. I'm just changed one of my
friends. You were changed. Okay, but listen, but did you ever do like this?
I got toys.
Hmm. Oh, so you didn't ever do the fingers?
Long when I first started out, yeah, but not when I got grown. I got things to do that for me.
Oh. I wish I could name this episode. Whatever. Click click. That's probably the name. Click click. Let me write that down. This name is episode click click. Click, click. But no, so you don't do the So but I'm saying, did you ever do this?
When I first started out. Yeah, but
I guess I'm not grown then because I still do this.
Well yeah, you know what I mean.
And I got toys, but I still it be
get them down.
It be you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how they be like.
Yeah, be, I mean, cause that gets you right to it.
Like, yeah, right to it. It. Yeah. That's why. So I'm like.
But this one toy I got, like, you out.
How many minutes?
Shit.
30 seconds.
I'll give it a minute, cause you gotta relax your mind, you know, to go there. But if you like on the verge, it don't take no time at all.
No time. So what
you mean, my role?
What you mean on the verge? You was already thinking about somebody,
and then like you like her? Super like they say you just like. You know, sometimes women come out their menstrual cycle and they're sexual, like they're really heightened, like they're just anxious for some dick and it just ain't getting there fast enough to them. You know, you're just on the verge, like anything turns you on, like you just one thought and you're like, there. So, like that. Yeah.
It's this, because usually, you know what I'm saying? Remember I said I don't watch porn like that?
What's been going on? What's been going on with the throat itch?
Huh?
What's in there?
Because ain't no dick being in there. And so now I got the coughs.
You gonna put a clip on her?
No.
Man, stop saying shit if you ain't gonna clip it.
I'm gonna clip that part and send it to dude though. Cause ain't no dick being in her. Motherfucker, it's been clear. And so now it's probably all congested.
He like when you talk like that.
Huh?
He like when you talk like that.
I don't even fucking know. I don't know.
You gonna send that clip talk a rug like that to him?
No, hell no. You know what? I'm just talking shit. I know.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope. Because I get all... I don't like it. And then, honey, let me say this. I be embarrassed when he see our clips. I be wanting... It just, you know what I'm saying? Because I be, you know what I'm saying, real feminine with him. So, when he see me doing all this shit, I get so embarrassed.
So, you're saying what we're doing is not feminine?
No.
I'm just trying to see something. What you trying to say? You're in the hot seat today.
Why you
doing it? She said, I'm in my feminine. And when I do, so you're saying we're unladylike divas?
Yeah, on the podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to change it for no fucking body. Yeah, she just said,
but what she's saying is that she's soft. You know, she kind of like real, you know, you know, right. She is in her, but he had to like pry it out of her.
But no, even that, I still wouldn't, like, I say something like, you know, come put that dick in my mouth. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, shit like that. But, you know.
Just for him to see her just like in her element, like talking about like, it. Like this, it makes her shy.
I guess. But listen.
And you know what? I'm not, believe it or not. We don't make me shy.
It's like, listen, when it's a, I promise you, Beyonce could be sitting right there. Master P could be sitting right there. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Obama. And I'll be over here just like, you know what I'm saying? Not nervous at all. But let him sit right there next to Beyonce. And I'm
now,
like.
If he in the room, then I'll be like. But if he just sees the recording and watching it. I don't want to be around you when you watching it. Because I get bashful then. But if you watching it on your own, I'll be like, shut the hell up.
Yeah. Because it's like. It's just a certain thing where, again, like I said, I can be on the stage and I don't give a fuck. I don't get nervous. And I could be a million people. And I'll be like, you know, I'll be. But if I see that one person. Bitch, I would get nervous as fuck. And I would get, you know what I'm saying? It would be like, because I don't, it's just, I've always been like that. Where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me the microphone, I get on stage, I do all that. I don't give a fuck who an artist. But let it be the one that I like right there. I'm like, whoo, shit, and we're
back. And then they locked in.
Yeah, I'm like, don't look at me. Look at me, but don't look at me. You know? And so I would, yeah, I would be fucked up.
That's so crazy because you ain't shy when you fucking them. Okay, I mean, like, your butt-ass naked, so what's the difference?
Right, because I guess, I don't know, because...
It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm just fucking with Charles for y'all, but I totally, 1,000% understand what she means. Because
Nancy, you got me in, I'm over here still, like, oh, just thinking she's right there, and I'm like...
That's why she acting like, that's why I keep doing, like, fuck with her, because these clips, they ain't gonna make it on the, on the Instagram. It'll be on YouTube for sure, but the clips are not gonna, probably us laughing.
Yeah, they will.
That'll be on her, but the shit that I'm saying and the thinking about you all is the high side, and she ain't finna do that.
Because he watched the clips.
And which is crazy, and if him to bring it up, I'm gonna what made him watch that. You should've said, what made you click on that? Quit following us.
I think he saw it on my Facebook.
Oh, you
get what I'm saying? Because I put it on Facebook. He don't follow us on our Instagram.
Yeah, but he saw it on
Facebook. He saw it on Facebook. Or he probably saw it on my story or my Instagram because it was the same clips.
Yeah.
So Instagram or Facebook. So he don't follow us on Instagram. You get what I'm saying? Because if he follow us on Instagram, I wouldn't put certain clips. You know what I'm saying?
Or he might see it and just ain't say shit.
Right. And then in my head, I'm like, oh, I hope he don't.
Why try to play out innocent? Look at motherfucking neck.
Man, listen,
clip that.
He know I'm a beast, but he don't know like that I'm a, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I get what you, like, he'll know you a hoe, you know what I'm saying? Just kidding. No, he don't know she pimping. Well, she really not. She's single and she's, you know what I'm saying, she can do all of that, but even if you are single, and we high side, we playing a lot, but real talk, even though we are single, if it's one that's at, like, the top of the food chain, we don't want them to know about the motherfuckers that's, like, the bottom of the food chain. They only know about them because it ain't they business. Yeah. So when we high side like that, it's like, you like, ooh. I said it for y'all entertainment purposes because y'all our cousins and we want to let y'all in. But we don't be wanting them to know no like that because we don't want them to question us. Even though we're single and we can do as we please, it's just certain things you just don't want them to know. Just like certain things I'm pretty sure they don't want us to know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
you said you summed it up.
But I was high signed with the text messages about thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? That's that whole shit that somebody else we know do.
Yeah.
I just want to put her in the hot seat and make her nervous for y'all that's watching. So she don't really do this. I just be hot side.
My nigga.
Sometimes
you
got to bring her. You got to hot side a little bit. But she be chilling on it.
I be chilling
on it.
Good
morning. How are you? I'm having a good day. You
know what I'm saying? I don't be talking to nobody. She know this.
She be chilling. She's really focused on her business and building her brand.
Yeah. Don't nobody like me. The fuck? Ain't shit.
Okay, we lying. People like her. No, people like her. People like her. Because they know that's a lie. You know, but she be chilling, though. But she still PJ, though.
Yeah. Okay. And it's still BC.
Good. She would call me Big Coochie at homecoming.
Yeah, because I want that. They gonna know that my nigga got this big coochie over here, and it's that why.
I don't want it to be like that big. You seen that big coochie floating around with people? You know how the estheticians, when they wax the girls and they send, you know, make the video, they cover the cat up. But they, you know, so they can show you how good they wax. And then one girl cat was like this big. And they were like, oh my God. They was like, it was massive. But it could be because she was a thicker woman. Because most thicker women, vaginas are like puffy.
That's
the fuck I'm talking about, bitch. Quit telling that. They're your cousins. Nobody want to know your vagina.
But do they say thick women, bitch? I'm thick women, bitch.
You just listen. You don't agree.
Well, I don't give a fuck if they ain't never gonna see it.
You know, like puffier, and where most skinnier girls, like the lips are like this, where you kind of see the opening a little bit. But on this girl, it was like really massive, and I was like,
so you ain't got a massive pussy?
They don't even know about my cat.
They know it's big cooch.
They don't even know about mine. Just know it only like an Arby's roast beef sandwich. Like a chitlin.
Yeah, I don't like the chitlin look. But yeah, mine fat like me. I'm fat. It's fat. Yeah.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
You don't want to know?
I don't want to know about your cat.
You big coochie.
You said that. I never said that. You said that.
That's what the dudes had told me. They said that, you know, say your ex had told me it's big coochie.
What's crazy is nobody would ever admit that they goose me. I'm a virgin.
She a fucking lie.
Nobody ever tell you they done fucked on me.
She, Bush Collins says you got to be coochie. That's why I started calling you big coochie.
She lied.
She was on FaceTime with her ex, and he had said something about that big coochie.
Bitch, he did not say that.
He said something like that, and then he said, yeah, he got that good coochie, and he said something about, yeah, that big, and I was, she and I started calling her big coochie. That's why I call her BC for big coochie.
Lie.
When I said that, I was not just making it up out of my head. I heard him say that.
He said something like that. I remember. That's why I started calling him Big Coochie. She don't remember shit. That's how you know she's lying. Anytime Charles says she remembers is a lie. Cause my memory is a damn thing. But if you want to hear more about her Big Coochie, you're gonna have to go over to our podcast platforms, which is Spotify, Anchors, and iTunes, and tune in about these cats. But until then, PJ
and
cousins.
And y'all gotta go so y'all can actually listen to our damn topic.
No, for real.
For real, we didn't get to our topic. Because you been calling PJ and shit. Lying to these people. I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? Solo dolo around this bitch.
If it's one thing that Kiki don't do, she don't lie. Sorry, guys.
Kiki is tripping. When I say you tripping hard as fuck. Listen, hard as fuck. But however, no, seriously. This I can't. I cannot. But however, we are go ahead and jump into our topic. No, because you kept messing me to my big coach. The pimp juice. We are go ahead and jump into our first topic. We're going to talk about apologizing when you're wrong instead of being defensive when you're embarrassed. Okay. Because a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of friendships break up. That's why a lot of, you know what I'm saying, family ships break up. That's why a lot of, you know what I'm saying, even relationships, you know what I'm saying, have a break because some person is not, you know what I'm saying, even, they're not even, you know, basically good enough. I mean, you know what I'm saying, have enough, you know what I'm saying, you know, stuff to even say that they are, but no, seriously, a lot of relationships will break up because it's somebody that feel like they, you know what I'm saying, are embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what I'm saying, instead of, you know what I'm saying, just say like, and I would even say this, you know what I'm saying, from my previous friend I had, right? Mm-hmm. I feel that the person could have just apologized to me.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I felt that, you know, she was in the wrong, right?
Yeah.
Instead of being embarrassed that you can't, you know what I'm saying, apologize.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Where it's like, so a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, us as grown people, I feel that we should just, you know, go ahead and, you know, put on our big girl panties and say, you know what I'm saying, Kiki,
I apologize.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that it was going to take, you know what I'm saying, some time where, you know, I want to, let me say this. I'm biting my fucking tongue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel, you know what I'm saying, crazy. Or I feel ashamed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To even say this because nobody wants to be wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be wrong, right?
Right.
But because, you know what I'm saying, I don't want, you know, to say that I am sorry or make myself feel like I'm the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to just go ahead and own up to our, you know what I'm saying, mistakes and just say, sorry. But sometimes because people don't have the capacity to do it, they'll get real defensive.
I think that a lot of people can't apologize and it turns into defensiveness. It's because they feel like with me, I get defensive because I'm prideful and I be, like you said, embarrassed and ashamed that I responded that way. And some people don't mind. Like most of the times I don't mind admitting when I'm wrong. I be like, yeah, I was wrong, but then it just depends on who it is. I'm trying to be a better person and be like, yeah. Because it doesn't make you less than. It actually makes you a great person by, you know, admitting your faults and owning up to it. So, yeah, I like you said with the friend, I don't know, I think that pride shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then because, but I think that when you truly have a bond with someone, and you love that person, it shouldn't be a problem. And I have to remind myself of that. You know, it shouldn't be a problem. Like, nobody's judging you. This is me you talking to. You should want me to think that you're sincere with your apology and, I don't know, sorry type shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm still working on myself in that area. So to stop being so defensive and embarrassed. Because I think my fault is because I be thinking I'm perfect. And I know I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody called me out on my bullshit, I be like, damn, I fucked up. Or damn, I did do that. You know? And I hate being wrong. But, you know, you're not, everybody not always right. You know what I'm saying? But I think that when I'm called out and I'm wrong, depending on who it is, it makes me feel some kind of way. But I need to get out of my own head and out of my own feelings. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you need to apologize when you're wrong and not be defensive. Because why be defensive with somebody you care about? And especially if somebody's bringing it to your attention. Hey, this made me feel this way when you weren't doing this. Or this made me feel this way when you said this. Or the way you acted did this and I took it this way and it made me feel this way. Acknowledge it. You know what I really hear people say? Well, I'm sorry it made you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I really didn't think it was a problem saying that. I really thought it was a sincere apology saying, well, I'm sorry it made you feel the way. But then as I started listening to different podcasts and just different things on the internet about how it can come off across like, okay, well, you felt that way. That don't mean I really feel some kind of way.
I think it's a tone that they use when they say those words. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, some things, like I always say, like, you know, it wouldn't offend me if you would have said it to me. But, you know what I'm saying, it offends you because I said it's you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I'm sorry it made you feel that way. Like, if I'm coming with a sincere tone where it's like, you know, I'm coming with a tone where it's like, that wouldn't hurt my feelings, but I see that it hurt yours or whatever. But then some people say it in a way where it's like, well, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying, it made you feel, like, in a tone of, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry it made you feel that
way. Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying, where it's like, let me say, even though I know that I wouldn't have took it that way, but however, because you feel some type of way, you know what I'm saying, I do apologize, you know what I'm saying, that your feelings was hurt. you know what I'm saying, in a way. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Where it's like some people are taking risks. Like, bitch, you shouldn't be that sensitive in that type of tone of saying it that way instead of a tone where I'm saying it, where it's like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? You just, we built different. You know what I'm saying? The shit that not, you know what I'm saying, doesn't hurt me or hurt you, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? But some people will say it in a tone of like, bitch, you need to, you know what I'm saying, like, not be so sensitive about certain shit.
I'm,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
Sensitive sometimes. Like, how do you desensitize? I mean, not desensitize, but how do you stop? How would one stop being so sensitive? For example, a friend of mine, we were at this place, and it was finna be, like, music karaoke. And, you know, I be like, I love me some music. Mm-hmm. But I'm all hype, and I'm like, yeah, I'm finna smoke these motherfuckers. I'm finna smoke them. You know, I'm just hype because I feel like, even though I don't know rap like that, but I feel like I'm finna smoke them if it's R&B. This person says, well, or you just might get smoked, or, like, something like that. And it made me feel some kind of way to where it shut me down. Instead of me, if you would have said that, I'd be like, shit, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like in that moment, I wanted to play, and I'm like, I don't want to play no more, because you just, I don't know, it's like, it was weird, because it's kind of like, you coming home with your second place medal, and you trying to show your mom and your daddy, I won second place, even though you're not first, you're still excited you won a medal, mm-hmm. and then your dad say, well, second place don't really win a prize, two is not a winner, nobody remembers, instead of saying, all right, you did your best, at least you placed, you know what I'm saying, next time, let's shoot for one, you know, mm-hmm. but they were like, well, or you just might get smoked, da da da. And I'm like, boy, I said, see, you ain't got my bag. You don't ride for me. Mm-hmm. I said, even if everybody's motherfucker smoke me, you supposed to be like, hell yeah, you finna smoke their ass. Let's get them. That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's more so of my expectations of a person feeling like I would have been like, hell yeah, you finna smoke. Let's smoke their ass together. The way I would have responded in my head, I feel like that person should have responded. And when they didn't, it just shut me down. I didn't catch attitude because I'm learning not to catch attitude. But it just killed my vibe. So they were trying to talk and be like, yeah, so you want to play? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. And they was like, you know this song? And I was like, mm-hmm. And then they was trying to make smile talk, but I was just trying to process it in my head. I was telling myself, do not get in a mood because it really ain't that serious. But it was serious enough for me because I'm like, why you can't support me and me saying I'm going to win? Why you make it seem like everybody going to beat me? I don't know if it's like a, I don't know if it's because, and you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to feel, I just want to step outside of that space. Because they made the comment, you sensitive. You just so sensitive. And I was just like, you ain't got my back like that. You supposed to ride for me. Then they're like, well, I'm a realist. And da da da. And I'm like, you too serious. Like, it ain't that serious. Like, mm-hmm. it just made me feel some kind of way. But I got over it. But I was just like, I don't want to fucking play. And then they was like, well, we should just come back and play another time. I'm like, no, I'm good. I ain't come with you. Mm-hmm. I come, my nigga. We gonna smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, you would've been like, hell yeah, let's get. You know,
even if I know we finna lose, but I'm
like, we finna win.
My confident ass still gonna say it.
But I'm just, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I just want in that moment. I just wanted somebody, that person, to be cheering me on. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dog, why every time it just seems like you can't cheer me on? And see, that's, and I didn't want to have to apologize for getting my feelings for that because it wasn't truly that serious, but it meant something to me. And it made me,
I don't think it was even the competition that made, you know what I'm saying, the series. It was the fact that in that moment, you felt that that person was not
supporting me.
That was the whole thing. Where it's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not that some people can be so sensitive of, because again, like you just said, if I would have said it, it wouldn't have affected you. It was the who said it affected you.
And I just
so
like,
some people, you know what I'm saying, like, well, you can be sensitive with that person of everything that person does or says.
Yeah.
But the other person can do the same thing. So, again, like I said, you're sensitive with that person.
Because I truly feel like if you would have said that, I know you would have been a he. You wouldn't have said that, mm-hmm. for one. You ain't finna say that. But I'm saying, even if you would have high side like, dog, I don't know, we got some heavy hitters in here. Like, they like music. You might get smoked. I would have bust out and like, hell yeah. You know, because I know that at the end of the day, you're going to cheer me on whether I'm losing, mm-hmm. or not. I think I don't have that security.
Yeah.
When it comes to that person. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the reason why I'm so sensitive to everything. Because it's like, what do you have positive to say about me? And maybe because I feel like everything they ever come at me with has been so round. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know if you're going to ever pour into me and make me feel like I'm the queen of the world or something like that. I think that's, I answer my own question. Thank you for this therapy session.
Every time we had these podcasts, it'd be therapy for
us. And I just feel like, you know, in life, sorry, y'all, but
listen, you know, these little, in Texas, if y'all not in Texas, around this time, it's a lot of crane flies. As soon as we open the door, they come right in. And it's one that is flying in her, and that's like he's doing that. And I opened the door just a minute ago, and it was like two of them came in. And he just came.
You know they friendly, so they came by my face. So y'all heard. I think that with me, I just have to. I don't want to be sensitive because when I feel that way, it makes me feel some kind
of
way.
The reason why you are sensitive with that is because of the underlying issue that we both know that we're not going to see on her. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why you're sensitive with that. If somebody else, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't have been no current word. Because, you know what I'm saying, I could have said the same thing, but because you know my underlying is, bitch, I'm a ride for you.
Even if I'm losing.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why, like I said, I could, even though I would never say that, but even if I did say that, you still gonna laugh it out because you know I'm saying it and still in the tone of like, bitch. And bitch, we still go, you know what I'm saying? I got your back. You get what I'm saying? So that's the reason why, you know what I'm saying? This safety net not right there with that person.
I'm just trying to figure out how to not be so sensitive. It's
only with that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's only with that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just thought that was I had to bring that up to get that out of my chest. I know I'm not tripping because I feel like my feelings are valid. And I'm just speaking this into the podcast because maybe somebody out there that feels as sensitive, as sensitive to me, because I could be sensitive to certain stuff. But for the most part, shit don't really bother me. Mm-hmm. When I was years ago, I used to wear my feelings on my sleeve. You couldn't say shit to me and I wouldn't get defensive. But now I'd be like, child, shut the fuck up. You know, like, but with that person, I'm like extra, 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 extra sensitive. But I think I'm going to have a conversation about that because that's the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm. And if, you know what I'm saying, because you'll talk to me about it.
But I can't.
But you know what I'm saying?
I can't get a word in edgewise. Yeah.
And so that's why it's still going to be building up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can't get a word in edgewise.
And then no matter what, it's still going to be that problem, girl, that underlying thing. I don't care if that conversation had or not. That underlying, so it's still going to, you're still not going to feel safe. You get what I'm saying?
I'm a realist. And then I'm like, well, in this moment, you didn't have to be a fucking realist.
Because sometimes, even though, like, if one of my nephews will come to me and they be like, and then we finna have a basketball game, and I'm finna, you know what I'm saying, make the most baskets. Even though in my head, I'm like, I saw these other little boys practice, and I'm like, I know these little boys cold.
Yeah.
At that moment, he didn't need me to be a realist and tell him that everybody else is finna get more points than him. Sometimes people just need fucking support.
That's it.
You get what I'm saying?
And it be something just as small.
It's like at the end of the fucking day, you know what I'm saying? Like, because my nephews, they won't even tell me when they basketball games is no more, because they don't even want me to come and see, because most of the time they lose their basketball games, right? Because they so damn small, you know what I'm saying, for their age. Like, they are shorter than anybody else. You get what I'm saying? And so, a lot of time, and I'm like, I said, I don't give a care about y'all winning or losing. I want to come for support. And you know what I'm saying? So, sometimes, it's like, I don't care about you winning or losing. I don't care about you being right. I'm not finna even fight you for being right or wrong. I want to come and just support it. You know what I'm saying? Or even just whatever it is. So a lot of times, like, you don't have to tell the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the actual facts of some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just want you present in this moment with me. You know, with all these other people in here, I want you present in this moment with me. Of just, you know what I'm saying? Because if we hear, I want, you know what I'm saying, you write her up.
Like, you could have just been like, we're going to see then. We're going to see if you finna smoke some people. Let me see what you got. Yeah. You didn't have to just trip me on and say I was going to win. You could be like, let me see what you got. Let me see. Or I challenge you to go against me and see which one of us going to get. You know, something like that. But it's just, I don't know.
So even like I said, in friendships or relationship, so a lot of times, it would be a snowball effect, right? Mm-hmm. Just say, like, if, you know what I'm saying, like, just say, like, you know what I'm saying, something that happened with me and you, or, you know what I'm saying, and then it'll be, like, just say, like, let me see, something that, just say, like, we was on the Keep the Lie Alive podcast, and, you know what I'm saying, and you felt some type of way about what I said.
Bitch, the anal,
yeah, you know,
me, like,
I know, but what I'm saying, I'm just picturing it, because I can't think of shit else. You know what I'm saying? Just say like that. And if I was not, you know what I'm saying? Just like if I was embarrassed of the fact where I'm like, damn, I did make her feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? And I, now, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like I need to say, I ain't going to apologize to this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just hold my head up and, you know what I'm saying? She should be able to take this shit. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm defensive with the yeah. shit. It can mm-hmm. snowball into something way fucking bigger than, you know what I'm saying, what it should have been. You get what I'm saying? Instead of, you know what I'm saying, like, this fly, this inner, this fucking with us. But you know what I'm saying? It could snowball into something that's way bigger than, you know what I'm saying, than what it shouldn't been. If I would have just apologized, you know what I'm saying? I would quit. I'm like, bitch, but I'm sorry if I said, you know, I didn't mean it like that.
You
lied to me.
I said, girl, I said,
you know what I'm saying?
It didn't bother me like that. I'm like, dang, fool, but it didn't bother. I know what you meant. Yeah. Like it. But like when I saw this, that clip of, I know you seen it, but you probably watched the show when B. Simone and Pretty V and Chili and Maya and them was all on there. Mm-hmm. Was Lakim on there too?
Mm-hmm.
All of them was on that show. I've never watched the show, but I saw that clip where, B. Simone embarrassed Pretty V mm-hmm. when she had, you know, kind of pooped on her flow mm-hmm. and she brought it up in front of everybody. She was like, why you bring it up? B. Simone was like, I mean, you already said you did. Instead of just saying, dog, I apologize. I was in the moment. It's just the way she did that. That's how that type of mm-hmm. shit is. Like, she yeah. was defensive. And I'm like, well, you clearly you could see in her face and she was like, dog, chill out. You know what I'm saying? But she just kept going. So I get what you're saying. Yeah. Like,
cause it be the stuff like that where it's like, you know, of course, you know what I'm saying? Again, we don't want to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, I'm looking like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I can't be defensive in this moment. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It, you know, this affects somebody else and she felt some type of way. So it's like, bitch, just apologize. You know what I'm saying?
My
bad. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's like, just, you know what I'm saying? Be man and woman enough to just apologize
yeah.
and not, you know, go right into the fence mode where it's like, damn, bitch, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be so offensive, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You did,
you know what I'm saying? Or some shit where it's like, bitch, just apologize because that one thing can snowball into something, you know what I'm saying, way bigger.
Right.
Any fucking little thing. So my thing is like, if it's somebody that you rocking with that you love, you know what I'm saying, just go ahead and apologize.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just get it out the way instead of, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people be so embarrassed of like, damn, like, man, you know what I'm saying? Am I going to look like a pussy or am I going to look, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, whatever. It's like, with the ones I love, I don't care about, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't care about looking like no pussy.
Absolutely.
With the, you know what I'm saying? With the ones that, you know, when it's somebody that I really don't rock with, bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when it's somebody that I fucking love, I like a pussy all day. Yeah. Now, I get
as
real,
long
you know
as
what I'm
saying? Make you, yeah, if it's going
to
make things.
And better. And it's really, you not even looking like no pussy. It's just the fact that you just own it up to your mistakes.
Bullshit.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, that's basically it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But so, because it's so many friendships that have died, I have been a part of, you know what I'm saying, where it's like, somebody just, you can't even just apologize, you know what I'm saying, if you just would have, just sent the, you know what I'm saying, sent the damn apology, you know what I'm saying, like, she could just kept rolling, but you so fucking, you know what I'm saying, being
yep.
defensive, and you know what I'm saying, and probably embarrassed of, you know what I'm saying, you not doing whatever,
yep.
that you can't even, you know what I'm saying, fuck, it's like, bitch, just apologize,
that's it.
If you know what I'm saying, so my thing is like, I don't want people in my circle if you can't even apologize.
That's, yeah.
Why you know what I'm saying, nigga, we should know each other. We've been knowing each other for years. So you can't apologize to me?
Yeah, I totally
you get
agree.
What I'm saying? Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got something else you want to say about that?
No.
So, we'll go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us.
So, the letter says, hey, ladies, I have been dating this guy for 5 months and it's been cool. I spent a night over his house for the first time last week and let's just say I was embarrassed. So we are laying in the bed and I felt my stomach acting up. I think the food we ate messed me up. I didn't want to shit in his bathroom because I knew it was about to be extremely funky from the way my stomach was hurting. But I couldn't hold it. So I went ahead and took a good dump in his bathroom. Y'all tell me why he didn't have any air freshener. I wanted to hurry up and leave, but it was the middle of the night and he drove me over there. So I got in the bed and went to sleep. When I wake up, he's sitting on the side of the bed and asked me, did I shit in his bathroom? I said yes, and he looks so annoyed. He then said I would go ahead and take you home. The ride to my house was so uncomfortable because he was quiet. I haven't heard from him since last week. This dating life sucks. I hated her. Damn, cousin. Thank you for writing in.
And tell us some shit stories.
And tell us your boo-boo story, because if you don't know nothing about your cousin right here, gonna shit anywhere by any means necessary. But your girl keep her some spraying her purse at all times. I keep a spray in every purse that I have. I keep it in my car. The only thing I don't keep is a toilet bowl brush because my shit be like, I make sure they have one in their bathroom. In my opinion, he petty for that. Because, for one, if you would have woke him up out of his sleep and told him you had to use the bathroom, like your stomach was bothering you, he wasn't going to take you all the way home. He would have told you to use it. But you don't have to me, extend no courtesy. That's what a bathroom is for. To shit in, to piss in. You should be mad at him because he ain't got no fucking air freshener. And it's just, let the nigga be. Because if he mad and holding a grudge because you shit it, because your stomach hurt, you flushed it, that's his problem. I mean, it's funny because who catches the attitude like that? Like, whatever. That's human nature. He could have made a joke out of it and laughed about it and be like, damn, that food fucked you up. Like, shit. But like, your ass funky, girl. But clearly that shows you who he is. Mm-hmm. So, you shouldn't want to deal with nobody like that. Because if y'all was together, he going to get mad if you shit in y'all apartment. If y'all live together, tell him to get the fuck over it. He probably got skid mark in his drawers. Anyway, Chancellor.
What's up, cousin? Girl, listen. This right here, you a fool. This is my, and I'm finna give you my real fucking opinion. And I hope some other men are listening, because we get mostly women viewers, yes. But I hope men are listening at this. I fucking hate when a man say that they don't want, you know what I'm saying, they girl shit and all this other stuff.
Idiot.
Sir, we are fucking human beings.
Yes, we are.
We eat and we shit.
We shit.
It's no way that your girl is not going to shit, okay?
Definitely.
It happens. You only have one bathroom in your house, sir, and she had to go. That food was fucking her stomach up and she had to shit. Like, of course, listen, nobody, I don't want to smell my nigga shit. I don't want to smell nobody's shit. Yeah. However, that is a human thing that we do.
Yeah.
It comes out and that's a bathroom, like Kiki said, that's what it's used for. You know what I'm saying? I know when you went, you know what I'm saying? Because some men be like, yeah, I don't want, you know what I'm saying, to see my girl shit or smell. I know you don't. Like, you was asleep. She went in, you know, in the middle of the night and took a dump. You know what I'm saying? So, you didn't see her shit or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But, however, like, she was spending out of your house. Like, it happens. They're right there. Men like that.
He would have got mad if she woke him up.
You know what I'm saying? So men like that is fucking, you're fucking delusional to think that women do not shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's over your house for 24 hours, sir, more than likely, you know, if she does not shit, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So she holding the shit all fucking day to please you.
To please you.
I'm not finna, you know what I'm saying, hold that. Now, of course, do I want my man to smell my shit? No. Do I want him to see me shit? No. But however, you know what I'm saying, there's a bathroom I need to use it, sir. Like, you know what I'm saying, sorry, you know what I'm saying, I had to shit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And you shouldn't have to fucking apologize.
I'm not apologizing that I shit it. Like, and the fact that he was sitting on the, she said he was sitting on the side of the bed when she woke up.
With an attitude.
With an attitude like you like shit in my bathroom. Bitch. Like, sir, what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, how delusional are you? You know what I'm saying? That's like if a dude can spin out of her and, you know what I'm saying, be like, you know, I don't mind if he shit. Now, do I want to smell his shit? No. But, nigga, of course, you know what I'm saying? Your body, that's a body function that has, you know what I'm saying, happens. It has to happen. You know what I'm saying? That's like me going to be like, did you use, you know what I'm saying, use my toothpaste, you brush your teeth? Like, sir, that's what the bathroom is used for. He can brush his teeth, just use my shower. He can use it. Like, what is, you know what I'm saying? So, the fact that, you know, he got had attitude, baby, run.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Be happy that he stopped calling
you. He did you a favor.
Be happy.
Leave that motherfucker where Leave, he at.
Don't you ever fucking, if he hit you back up, bitch, don't even reply to him.
Yeah.
Because men like that, is something fucking wrong. I can see, like, if you had a mansion, nigga, and you had a couple bathrooms in that bitch, I would go to the bathroom that's way far from you.
Yeah, out
you
of respect. You know what I'm saying? Out of respect,
because I don't want you smelling. But if you got a one bathroom and one bedroom, nigga,
What do you
fucking expect, my nigga?
What do you expect? That's what I don't get it. I don't get it.
But, you know, it's really men out here that for real do not want to, you know what I'm saying? See, nigga, if you ain't bound like that to have no two bathrooms or more, nigga, you probably go to a bathroom that out of shit in.
That part. Idiot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people like that is fucking weird. But, girl, let me get off that because that just pissed me off.
He's an idiot, cousin. Don't fuck with him. And don't talk to him no more. Stupid fool.
Stupid ass. But y'all know what time it is. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you. Yeah.
My rando is, I'm going to piggyback off cousin letter. Why would we shit? It just can't come out and I smell like nothing. Probably because it's all on the inside of our stomach and toxic and a whole bunch of other stuff. But why does it smell like that?
Oh,
it has different type of smells. You got to tell what color it's going to be like by a certain smell. I know when it's green. I know when it's brown.
Because it's like, why the fact, it just like you eat strawberries, it smell like strawberries. Why do it come out smelling like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the only thing I know I done cheated, I done ate and I shitted and it smelled just like what I ate was Cheerios. I was fucking Cheerios. Floored. I ate some, like, I was on some Honey Nut Cheerios tough.
Mm-hmm.
I was fucking them hoes up, and you know, I got that fiber in it, and it was sending me. Bitch, I could smell the Cheerios. Mm. Like, the Cheerios overpowered the shit smell, and I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. It was really, next time you eat Cheerios and you shit, do it.
Mm.
I mean, you're gonna smell like, Cheerios. You're gonna do it. What's your rando?
I'm gonna say what?
Do
Cheerios.
Cheerios.
Mm. My rando is, you know, back in the day, like, you know, we was in kindergarten and pre-K. You know, he had nap time.
Yeah.
Like, I never could take a nap.
I did, because I slept by,
Because, you know what I'm saying? You used to napping all fucking time. And I would be the kid that be still up.
Just laying there with your eyes
just
open.
Just laying there. Like, my teacher be like, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking, I never could take a nap.
You've never been a napper.
I never been a napper. You know what I'm saying? And I think, because even, like, when I even try to go to sleep at night, my mind, it be, like, a million things running through my mind.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Did I take that at the trash? You know what I'm saying? Did I pay the light bill? Like, oh, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Just
like
all that, yeah.
It be every fucking thing. And then, like, even when I was a kid, I remember just sitting there with Leander, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and out of the kids, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm over here, like, you know, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, you just have a busy brain.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't know, like, you know.
Believe it or not, like, I just nap because I've just always been a napper. Like, I fall asleep in the car. Like, I just, it's like one of my things I like to do because I feel refreshed after I do it. And my body just naturally does it. But sometimes, like now I don't sleep good now. So when I go to sleep, I crash. Like, since my niece passed away, like, my body wakes me up around 2 or 3 o'clock every morning, and I just be up.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next day, I'm, like, super, super sluggish. Duper tired and sluggish. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when I do get a chance to nap, like, I crash. Because I don't know if it's the nighttime that scares me to sleep. But during the day, I can nap. But, like, I can't sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird. But, yeah, that's that. But, anyway, My song of the week is Sentimental by Deborah Cox. Remember that song? That's the only time that I get sentimental.
Nope.
Yeah, I like that.
You be remember songs that bitch, I would never remember.
Yeah, Deborah Cox, Sentimental.
My quote of the week is, if you plant your own seeds, you will never have to worry about someone giving you your own flowers.
That's right. That's self-love. That's self-care.
My quote is, if you plant your own seeds, you would never have to worry about someone giving you your flowers.
That's my best caption on the picture.
Exactly. Because the main thing is basically, if you know what I'm saying, if you always, you know what I'm saying, praise yourself, if you clap for yourself, if you, you know what I'm saying, study, you know, saying, you know, positive affirmations to yourself, you don't give a fuck about who. Not saying it to you. You get what I'm saying? And I think that's probably why I've always been a self-starter, you know what I'm saying, a self-motivator, because I stay planting, you know what I'm saying, positive seeds in my own mind. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And because I do so, that's why I don't really give a fuck if somebody else tell me I look cute or, you know what I'm saying, tell me, you know what I'm saying, they'll clap for me. You know what I'm saying? It's extra, but I really don't give a fuck. You ain't got to give me no flowers because guess what? I done already gave myself probably 5 dozens before you even give me one rose. You get what I'm saying? And so a lot of times with the people who you know what I'm saying, who plant their own, meaning, you know what I'm saying, that they you know, because I always, you know what I'm saying, do the self-affirmations and all this other stuff. So because I'm always speaking positive things to myself and I always, like, that is, I'm so fucking big on that. Like,
yeah.
I really You know what I'm saying? Like, some, you know how I would say, I'm like, some people need that. Some people need people to tell them they look cute. Some people need people that, to, you know what I'm saying, to motivate them to do something. Some people need that because they not planting their own seed. So they waiting on everybody else to get them their own flowers.
Yeah.
But because, you know what I'm saying, how I already have a garden field, a fucking plantation field of them bitches, I promise you. And you notice, I don't give a fuck about a like, a comment, or somebody telling me, That's extra. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm saying that to everybody who's listening. Y'all, plant your own seeds. Tell yourself that you pretty. Tell yourself, you know what I'm saying, that you can do it. Tell yourself, you know what I'm saying, that you can fight through whatever. And don't give a fuck about waiting on a nigga or a bitch to give you no fucking, you know what I'm saying, fucking, you know, claps, flowers, any fuck all of that. You your own flower, bitch.
Now we're about to give you the clap. You don't want to be at the doctor.
That boy,
and guess
what the fuck wrong with you?
Cousins, we'll check y'all out this time next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we out.